I can hear your background sound.
I'm there.
Just, I could hear that I'm talking just then.
I think hopefully we stop the
It's okay.
recording.
Hello.
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 Hi,
Hi.
everyone.
Hey. How you going?
One. Good, how are you?
I'm well. I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to see your
Yeah.
face. I mean, obviously saw your voice, well, heard your voice before, but it's nice to see your face.
Yes,
Yeah.
likewise. Yeah, thank you for being on live. I think there's a few ladies can't make it live today for different reasons, but they'll be catching
Yeah.
the replay. But it's always nice to have someone on live. So
Yes, it
yay.
is.
So with
Is there
obviously,
Leanne? Sorry?
yeah. No, sorry, you go ahead.
I think Leanne, maybe is she the one that didn't comment on this? Leanne, no, Leanne's here, but you mean like
Here, yeah.
who was it? I'm pretty sure. Hold on, let's see.
There's
Amy
a few girls
commented,
coming again.
Sharon commented.
And
Jeannie.
Rebecca.
Jeannie was the one, she told me
Yeah.
yesterday that she was going to try and make it live, but it just depended on her work situation. So if she's not
Yeah.
here, she's usually on time. So I'd say we could get started.
Get started. Yeah, I reckon so. So just to preframe, it might be a little bit of a shorter call, ladies, in terms of normally we would get you to be sharing a few things at the beginning, but if there's less of you on live, then it means the call time will be a little bit shorter, possibly. For those of you who are listening to the replay, then make sure you still share the things that we're asking, like follow along, get in the group, comment below, the call post. I'll put something in the group where you can share your feedback and everything from the questions that we're going to ask, because we want to know how you're getting on as well. So please still get involved.
And celebrate each other too. So like Rachel's here and she's live with us. So when she shares, like celebrate her or share anything that may come up from some of her shares and anything that she expresses. Because sometimes when someone shares something, it just hits another layer or someone's vulnerability opens you up or you kind of just feel like, frig, I'm not alone. Holy shit. Like I feel the same, you know? So being amongst a group is really important. Like that really adds to the journey in not only feeling seen and heard, but really like being able to share the journey with other sisters along the ride, because it is, it can be really hard, it can be difficult, but it's also beautiful when you're a part of a team. Like it feels like you're not just gonna fall. You've got a space and a community that you can share and open up to and really lean into the healing space with. So yeah, not only share your stuff, but celebrate each other and let's create a unit of like magnetism to just like beam out all of this love and goodness to the world and share the juiciness with loving your body and loving food and having a healthy relationship with both.
Absolutely. I love that. So,
Great.
ladies, we are going to start out by sharing a win. What are we celebrating? So, obviously, we are, a couple of weeks in. So, we'd love to know what's gone well, what can you celebrate, and the reason, just like what flows on from what Crystal just said, the reason it's so important is because where you place your focus, like where energy, where we put our focus, energy flows. So, when you rest your focus on what's going well, you're going to create more. So it's just, and it's so important to celebrate even the things that might feel so small, remembering that they're all a step in the direction of where you want to be heading. And it's just really important to celebrate that and to be grateful for that. So yeah, let's go. Rachel, would you like to share something that you're celebrating from the last week or two, something that you're proud of? What's gone well?
What am I proud of? I feel like, because I've just got my period. So I feel like pre-period, I usually go a little bit cray cray. and I just think that maybe at this point in time, I've got the awareness of that it was sort of even before I started this, I started to become a bit more aware of what I was doing, and I was changing a lot of my behaviors and habits. But I think
It's just making me a bit more conscious about the things that I'm doing. Although I think I recognize this week that stress will certainly impact me in a big way. Like I can be all good when I am in a good place, but it's stress is actually a key word or key thing that I've recognized is actually a trigger. Before I was like, oh, I've got to heal this, I've got to heal that, I've got to do this. Now it's like, no, there's just certain emotions that I'm attached to. And I really loved the analogies that you had in the video about how just it was just cool because I'm a very visual person. So the way that you guys explained it in that video was cool about the closet and how, you know, you get out the closet and you start to go, oh, okay, that's interesting. So yeah, I've just noticed a few main emotions that are linked to eating a lot more than, you know, other times, and pre-period will do that to me. So, but yeah.
Okay. That's
love
awesome.
That.
Yeah.
Celebrating
amazing.
The wins, like the win and wins. I also just want to real quickly add, when you just shared then the profound identification of the emotions that you have become aware of around eating and stress, it's huge because when you start to pick up on those sensations and feel that in your body and then pivot the way in which you support and meet your emotions instead of grabbing or reaching for the pacifier, like the dummy, which is food, as an adult using, you know, food as a pacifier to kind of like shift how we're feeling, because of that awareness and you learning to pivot or become aware of that and meeting that sensation, usually it rides like a wave. So in my journey with, you know, my relationship with food, becoming aware of that was the first key, and then riding the waves of the emotions in the moment when you feel that urge, instead of like going like down the same neural pathway of like, okay, I'm going to go do the same thing. You're like, oh, I'm feeling, let's just say, sadness. How can I support myself? How can I meet this sadness? Do I need a hug? Do I need to cry? Do I need to express to life, or, you know, let it out loud, even if no one can hear how I'm actually really feeling? As soon as you start to pivot and do little simple things like that, you'll notice the energy shifts and the hunger with that also shifts. So it's a profound thing that you've realized in terms of those emotions, because then meeting them in different ways will help. Like it's like if you're a full bottle and like anything else that's overwhelming or triggering, the bottle just overflows. You're like, instead of letting it overflow to the point where you're consumed by the same patterns and behaviors and reaching for food, for example, you can meet it differently, and then those emotions within the bottle start to get supported in releasing rather than coming to an explosion. And it's the same thing with the body. It's like whatever that emotion is being brought up within looking at your body, touching your body, connecting to your body, it's the same thing. What feeling comes up? Can I meet that feeling with loving acceptance and kindness in this moment? I don't have to do anything with it. Even if I still reach for the food or I still speak to myself like shit, it's okay. Can I just accept this? This is a part of the journey. Can I still love on this? That's why, you know, love is so powerful to weave in. And so celebrating you for that awareness and identifying those feelings and sensations, because that will be pivotal moving forward. So really honoring that.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
It is. And I guess I will, like, and being really, really real and honest, I think even doing this program, I think the thing for me is that it's one thing doing it like by yourself, and obviously you were the only ones that can do it, but for me it was a really big thing around coming into this for community as well, and talking and connecting with other women who were in the same boat as me to, like, you know, get that morale to feel like, oh, okay, yep, cool, I can communicate what I'm going through with other people too. So I
connection.
Think like for me, connection, yeah. So for me, I guess, like, these types of calls and that, I was like, oh, this is exciting, you know, we get to do those things. So I don't know if there's any other way that we can sort of do that together, because I feel like for me that's what's missing out of this whole thing at the moment. Like, you
Thanks
know,
for sharing.
The posts and all of that, but that's really why I felt like I wanted to do this. Otherwise I could just, you know, do it on my own like I was before, if that makes sense. So,
yeah, 100%.
yeah, so for me, I feel like that's probably, for me, I'd really love that a bit more to,
Yeah.
you know, connect in more with the others that are actually on the journey as well, just so we can communicate a bit more about where we're at.
Yeah, I think if you want to invite that into the group, you're more than welcome to comment, post, share. And I think that everyone in the group has been very active, which is awesome. So it's just being a part of that sort of space. And also knowing as like more people join or come in, there will be that build up of the community. And we still have two more live calls as well. So, you know, that would be supportive in the journey. But yeah, definitely go hell for leather. The energy you put out there is the energy you'll get back. So the space is there. The girls are vibing.
Oh, they're definitely showing up. Absolutely.
Oh,
but like,
yeah.
To actually like connect in with each other, like together a bit more would be really cool.
Like if you wanted to just pop it into the group and be like, hey, I'm going to go live today at 3. If anyone's alive and wants to, you know, kind of connect with me, I'm going to be, you know, joining the Facebook group and going live at 3 o'clock. Just chatting about my journey. I'd love to hear yours. If you want to comment along or whatever it is, you're more than welcome. You know, I think it's just like inviting in the community because that's what you desire too. And the space in there is beautiful. So, you know, there's creative ways in which Leanne and I will expand this space anyway. But for now, it's just inviting you to bring that into the space, knowing that it's a part of like the opportunity to expand and invite in connection, and then just showing up for the calls. And also the more that you guys like connect as well in the group, the more rapport gets built and the more people are like, okay, I'm gonna come on the live, you know. How does that feel for you?
No, it's all true. Absolutely.
Cool. I'm excited to see more of your expression and journey and utilizing and leaning on the space in the community.
Yeah, I definitely think I need to do that a bit more at the moment. That's what I feel like is probably missing for me, like the actual sharing of the stuff, because that's how I felt in the past. That's probably when I've had the most, you know, expansion or like realizations and whatever.
Just utilize the space as much as you can. Pop everything in there. We're going to be in there interacting, and I know that all the other girls are too. So
Perfect.
Do you have anything you wanted to add, Leanne? And hello, Jeannie. Just a little quick segue. Hey, Jeannie. Nice to see you. Hello.
Hi. Glad you made it.
Thank you. Just a little.
That's okay.
Have a good chat.
Good. You're here. Yeah. We're just going through a win, like something that we're celebrating. So Rachel just shared hers. And I was just going to add, Rachel, like, it's such a powerful thing when you like it. It might not seem like it, but once you start identifying what those triggers are for you, powerful.
She's back.
Sorry, guys. I don't know what's happening here. It's stuck on a different view. Hopefully, can you hear me and see me?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know what's going on there.
Surrender technology.
Exactly. But. There'll be times in the past that you might have found yourself eating and not knowing why. And then when you start realizing, like, stress is my big trigger, for example, like, you can't then not know that anymore, you know, you can't not be aware of that. So then it's now setting out on a journey to understand how to manage or reduce that stress level. And that's all it is. It's about learning, this is my trigger. Okay, I'm aware that I'm feeling stress and I want to turn to food. So what else can I do to reduce that stress or to release that stress or manage my stress? And that will then positively impact the behavior, right? And the other thing I was going to mention is when we are carrying that emotion, and stress is just a combination of all different emotions, it can easily feel like hunger in the body. We very easily mistake what physical hunger feels like and what emotional hunger, like that emotional, like, stress in the body is like. We can feel it in our tummy and convince ourselves that we're actually hungry, and we're not. So again, when you start to reduce the emotion, reduce the stress, you'll find the cravings will naturally start to decrease as well, which is really cool. So I just wanted to add that. But it's an amazing win. that was it. Jeannie, did you have something that you like to share? You want to celebrate? What's been a win? Something that you're proud of the last week or two?
Actually, I have been noticing that if I'm not concentrating on good and bad food and just eating what I feel like, I'm not eating as much. So we had a little antipasto platter the other afternoon, and normally, you just eat it until it's gone. But because I didn't think, oh well, I can't eat too much cheese because, I'll put on weight or whatever, we sat down and I picked the healthy stuff, and there was still food left, and we just, well, I put it in the bin. And that was nice. I've just noticed a bit more that now I'm not labeling food. I'm not craving it as much, and I'm not eating as much if I do have some. So that's blown my mind, actually.
Good on you. Love that.
That's awesome.
Amazing.
Oh,
Yeah, look at that.
yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah,
Celebrating
so
you.
yeah,
Yeah.
well, it's amazing. Been a dieter all my life.
Yeah.
Must
What is
make
your
one
thing of
difference.
like Leanne is like ditch no, not ditch the diets or like it's like a dieting a dieter. If a diet would work, then it would have worked already.
Yeah.
Yeah. If the system worked, it would work the first time, but it doesn't work.
Yeah.
You know,
Well, it would
that's
have
it.
worked when I
Yeah.
was 13 when Mum took me to Weight Watchers, so
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like any sort of diets, restrictions, all those sorts of things, the things that you've done or the ways it's framed, if it was going to work, it would have worked already.
Yeah.
And like the thing is with healing, and actually going into the emotions and being and reframing and all those sorts of things, that's really going into the depths of the framework of how you interact with food and yourself and your body. You know, this is the same thing. So yeah, as
Yeah.
you guys all know, we're all in here in the personal development world. It takes more time, but it is life-changing.
Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely.
And that's
Yeah.
such a huge shift within a week or two, Jeannie. Like really, like to be able to change that behavior, and all that shifted is a way of thinking, right? And an awareness and a knowing in a different way. So when that keeps happening, like you're then going to build that, that will become your just how you are, you know, which over time has a really big impact. So that's awesome. That's really cool.
I hope
Awesome
so,
win.
because I'm going on a cruise.
Yeah. Oh, it will. You can't not know what you know now, you know, and you've shown yourself what's possible to do. So you know you can do it already. So that's like halfway there or more then. So it's awesome.
Thank you.
Amazing. Well done, ladies. And for those watching the replay, please also share your win or something that you're celebrating or that you're proud of this week. Because we want to know, share it in the groups, we can celebrate you too. Next thing, ladies, is what's been like your biggest learning or realization? What's something that's been a bit of a light bulb moment?
Like an epiphany, aha, like a your whole world stopped or something. Well, it doesn't have to be a whole world, but just like a glitch in the system, you know? If you want to go first, Rachel.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think if I've I'm just trying to think because I wrote a whole bunch of stuff down. I think
Whilst
the
you're thinking,
first.
Rachel, sorry. Oh, sorry. Can
Oh.
I, is my, how's the, my surround sound, guys? I'm having issues with my noise cancellation. Is it really distracting?
On.
No, I can't hear anything. We're
You
good.
can't?
No.
Okay, good. Just checking so I
I'm
can try
just
and mute.
trying to
That's all.
turn my volume up.
Yeah. No, okay, good. All right.
We're all having
Sorry,
sound
Rachel.
moments.
I
Right, we're all tuned in,
know.
Rachel. Over to
All good. I think probably the first week, I think what I realized because I just went through like a breakup when I signed up for this. And then what I noticed that there's been a big flip between that breakup was sort of a thing about worthiness and stepping into what I feel is right in my gut and all that sort of thing. But then it's also sort of come into the whole best friend thing, like you talked about in week one. And I created this thing where And I think you mentioned on the call where I would send a message to myself every time I had a thought or a feeling, but like about anything and everything. And I would send a message and then I would just write it out. So if I had anything, I'd just write myself a message. But then what I've been doing now, since listening to the week one call, I've actually been writing a message and then resending one back to myself. Like, Chris, I think, mentioned that, of like reframing it and saying, hey, what's the opposite of that? So I've written a few texts to myself like that, where I'm like, oh, I think the intellectualizing of being your best friend and actually the embodiment of it are two different things. And with this whole thing too, I think we all know the whole mental game around food and what we need to do and what we should do and all those things. But it's the embodiment of applying it. And I think that's probably where I'm at this point, is just starting to go, okay, Rachel, you keep intellectualizing all the tools, but, you know, it's actually doing the thing in each moment. And this is an area that I've avoided my whole entire life. So I think that's probably why I mentioned what I mentioned at the beginning as well, is that, and I'm hormonal. I know, I'm in a mood.
Okay. Fucking hell. I get it. We get to be in a mood. This is a part of embracing all of ourselves. Like, fucking, if you need to like hit a pillow, you hit a pillow. You need to bite a pillow, you fucking bite a pillow.
I know. And we just found out that my family's business is being acquired after 25 years. So that was a big, it's been a big day. But I think that whole that recognizing that, yeah, I can do it on my own, and I'm the one that needs to be my own best friend. But yeah, I think doing it with other people is so special as well. People that are doing it on the journey with you, who you can bounce off of, you know, at times and stuff like that. Because I think the biggest thing around any addiction or anything around food and other areas of life is that connection. I think that's the main thing. If we're disconnected, then that's where the problems start. So yeah. So I would say that the connection with self to become my own best friend is probably in the one sentence. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's that. Huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Massive. And again, it's something, once you've connected to that and you're aware of, you know, the difference it can make or what needs to happen with it, it's just put it into practice in those moments, you know. And what you will do over time is train your mind, and like you said, you need to be utilizing them things, like it will just condition a new way of being, and it will feel easier, and it, you know, it will just come more naturally. But it sounds like you're doing well with it already. You know, I really like the message idea and stuff. That's really cool. So
yeah, I think it's just like going from lack mentality of not worthy to you know, I'm worthy, and I am. Like, when we become conscious about these things, it's crazy, like, how much I go, oh, that wasn't very loving. And then you sort of go, oh, okay, how can I say it in a way that's actually going to support me? Because once we're aware of it, we don't want to actually beat ourselves up anymore, you know? So, yeah, that's, I guess, what I've realized, just being a bit more on my side.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's so powerful. Love it.
Yeah. I love that. Thank you for sharing. Did I hear a woo GD in the corner too?
Yes.
We're the woo girls. Woo! Woo! We do like little thing. Woo!
I'm just having a hot melting moment here.
It's okay. You're just so hot, Jeannie. I love it. Yeah. Take your time. And I actually mean that, you're beautiful. So like, over to you, you're welcome, with your learning. Like, what was one of your big learnings?
Well, much like Rachel, I've really been trying hard this week to flip the stories in my head and not let them just run away to all the negatives, like actually catching myself and saying, no, you wouldn't talk to your friend like that, so don't talk to yourself like that. So that's been a big one. And then the other thing that I've started doing is, when I have my shower in the morning, I've been walking down to the other end of the house to the full-length mirror and standing there and finding something
nice to say about myself.
I love
yes.
that.
That's very confronting. Whether it's my eyebrows or my hair looks good today or, yeah, something.
I love that.
That's awesome. It's amazing.
That was beautiful.
Yeah. Makes you realize, doesn't it, how, like, once you start becoming conscious of what your mind has been, like, unconsciously running in the background, like, we can have all this inner dialogue going on all day and we don't even realize, and the majority of it could be so negative. And once we become more consciously aware, or we are, like, having those moments in the mirror where we consciously find something that we can send love to or celebrate or focus on the positive, like, it is, it's just essentially training your mind to put more focus and energy there. And over time, the more we do it, the easier it becomes, the more of a habit that will become. And, like, it's just such a powerful tool, you know. It's so it's simple to catch a thought and switch it, but it's just so powerful, the impact that that can have. So that's amazing. I love that. Love it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Me too. That melted my heart, Jeannie. Little marshmallow heart of mine. Really grateful for you also to leaning into the uncomfortableness of that too. Because it's in the resistance when we can hold that space with us, within ourselves, in the resistance that we get to expand. I remember the first time I looked at myself in the mirror, to look in my eyes. I just avoided the mirror like the plague. And I remember looking at my eyes and I was just like, run. But then, like, sitting there and just taking a moment to breathe through, it's just like, oh, okay, you just start to get more and more and more comfortable and things start to shift. So what were you going to say, Jeannie?
Oh, well, you remember our first bloomin' thing you made us do on the first self-love retreat, don't you?
I do.
And I just bawled my eyes out.
It's beautiful.
And that was just looking at yourself in the mirror for 2 minutes.
Yeah, that was beautiful. That was a beautiful little ceremony that we went into. Yeah. And it's like just the portal of your own eyes and how magnificent it can be if we just allow ourselves to move through the resistance, then we can melt into the deeper connection that we have for ourselves, because it's there, you know. We just haven't felt it, let it come through those layers and whatever conditioning's there. So proud of you. I'm really proud of you. That's so beautiful.
Well, thank you. Well, I just sort of thought the other day, I don't want to be going on this cruise and just spending the whole time, as we talked about, not being present, just constantly walking around going, oh, my God, do I look fat in this, or I'm not eating that, or I'm not doing that. Like, I really want to go because it's my husband's first holiday, like, for a long time. And so I don't want to be worried about stupid shit.
Yes.
I want to go and enjoy memories and not be worried about what I look like or what I'm eating or,
I'm going to jump in, Jeannie, and just offer like a little tip on what you just said, because the unconscious mind, this is like from a mindy perspective in the language that we use, it doesn't understand a negative. So if I said to you, don't think of a blue kangaroo, what do you think of? You have to think of it, right? So when you say to yourself, and I know it sounds so simple, but it makes a massive difference, I don't want to go on this cruise and be worrying about stupid stuff. I don't want to be thinking about this, and I don't want to feel like that. When you so now that's great that you know what you don't want, but now what I would do is think about what you do want. And that's all you need to do. Just think, okay, so what do I want? I want to go on this cruise and I want to feel confident. I want to feel comfortable. I want to be focused on the things that matter. I want to be present. I want to have an amazing time with my husband. We want to enjoy a holiday. Like, tell the unconscious mind what you want and it will respond. It will go, okay, that's what I'm going to focus on. So I know it sounds, it's such a simple switch in language, but it can make a really big difference to what the mind focuses on, which then impacts how you feel. It impacts your belief systems, your habits, your actions, and your reality. Like, our thoughts are impacting our reality. So again, very simple switch, but just whenever you kind of think about something like that, just think, okay, but what do I want? Like, what is it I want? So I would just get clear with that and then set that as your intention for your cruise. You can even take a moment, like, you know, sit, close your eyes and visualize how you want to be when you're on that cruise. Like, visualization is so powerful. And if you just see yourself like enjoying the time, whatever it is, however you want to feel and be, see it. And it your unconscious mind doesn't know the difference between what is imagining and what's actually happening out here. So
yeah,
the visualization is really powerful. Does that make sense?
Yes, and I have made notes because I manifested that. Our house, Crystal.
Yes, you got it. You got the house. Yay.
I Jeannie found out.
Burnt down. So she's.
Oh, wow.
So then she's gone through this big journey, and then she's manifested a house with all the furniture, like everything that you need, because her whole house went. So,
Everything. Oh, crockery, cutlery, towels, sheets, dishwasher, dryer, vacuum cleaner, TV. Wow. Just walk straight in. Yeah.
Now you get a whole new home with everything. How you a new little life upgraded. It's amazing. I'm so proud.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well done.
I just made a new puppy dog.
Yeah. Oh, my heart.
What happened?
And also just Jeannie, if you want to quickly share.
A house burnt down in September and we lost everything. We just got out with our clothes on and we lost me and my daughter lost our dogs as well. Oh. So I looked at a house that was fully furnished and had everything, like everything in it. And I've been manifesting it for the last 2 weeks and we got the house today. So.
Oh, that's congratulations. Huge. Well done. Congratulations. I'm so sorry. That's
thank you. Yeah, it's been rough, but we're getting there. Could have been worse. We could have been home. Could have had my respite client there. It could have been the middle of the night. We all would have been smoked out. So, you know.
Exactly. You guys are still here, which is, I mean, that's really hard to go through. Sometimes we don't know why something's happening when we're going through it at all. Doesn't make any sense. No. But
like, what the fuck?
Grateful you have. Exactly.
I got a bigger house. Thank you.
That's good. That's good.
And your animals as well. Home. That's a huge thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that still makes me cry. So, yeah.
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 Because, you know, he wasn't just an animal. He was my little. Yeah, he slept with me. He barked at me when I didn't cover him up in bed or when he got uncovered. And, we went everywhere. He's never slept outside in his whole life. He's never slept alone in his whole life. He's always had a babysitter or me. So, yeah.
Oh,
that's
so sad.
We had a good 8 years, so.
Well, new things coming now, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Yes, thank you for sharing, everybody.
Part of the journey.
Yeah.
Part of the journey, sharing and just like letting it come through. So thank you all for kind of allowing the love to come through. This is part of community connection. It's important. And to circle back to what we're talking about with the manifestation. So just like you said, you manifest your house. You've been writing it in your journal every day. It's amazing. It's like if you think about the energy, just a real quick before we go to the next part, it's like if you think about the energy of I don't want to go on a cruise and think about how fat I am and should I eat this, should I not eat this, blah, blah, blah. Think of that energy. And now I want to go on the cruise. I want to feel free. I want to just own myself. I want to go into the space and feel like confident no matter what I wear, no matter what I do. This is what I desire. This is what's going to happen. Notice the energy shift. In that, even just like me saying those two in comparison, notice how you feel even just talking about those two. So if you're just aware of like Leanne said, the languaging, but notice how like even if you just put them two right next to each other, how each one feels. If I try this on, how does this feel when I say this? Okay, honor that. All right, when I try this on, how does this feel? Yeah, that feels more expansive because immediately I feel more inspired to be like, well, fuck yeah, I want to go on this cruise and feel freaking free and eat whatever I want and just have fun and let my hair down and I'm excited. Whereas the other one, I'm like, I don't want to go fear, 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 fear. You've contracted, the anxieties come up, The feelings come up. All of a sudden, you're reaching for food more. It's too consuming. You're constantly scanning your environment for protection, wondering what everybody else is thinking about you, wondering what's coming your way. So, like, from that place, it's very contracted, very fear-based. And then on top of all of that, like, you've already got the underlying emotions that are there. So you're just igniting and putting more fuel to just blowing it out of proportion because you're emotionally, like, just overwhelming yourself by not wanting to experience that instead of going, it's okay if that experience comes up and I have a thought because I know that I want to be free. I want to, like, lean in to owning myself, owning my, like, body, wearing whatever I want, eating whatever I want. And this is a part of that journey. And I love this from Tony Robbins. He's like, every day and everywhere I'm getting stronger and stronger. And I love it. It's like you're setting up the framework of energetics to expand. If you're like, fuck, why am I still in this? Why am I stuck in this? Why am I feeling this way? You're going to sink into that feeling of why, you know, fuck you, life, you know, and then you're going to magnetize that in. Whereas if you go in every day and everywhere, I'm getting stronger and stronger. Some days it's difficult, but every way it's making me stronger and stronger. That energy expands automatically. So just being aware of that is huge. So just to add on to like what Leanne already perfectly said, notice how it feels when you say it.
Okay, we've got one more share, ladies. So something that has been a bit of a challenge for you or a bit of a stretch, something that you've come up against that you might want some support with, please let us know. Let us know what we can help you with.
Rachel, if you'd like to go first.
I think I've sort of voiced it, really.
The community part?
Yeah, probably just I'd just love to know where, like, how everyone else – like, this is obviously a call for that. That's already happened. It's Jeannie, right? Say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's already happened. You know, just I think for me it's probably more of that. And what else? I don't know. Maybe it's tricky because I feel like it is a me journey. I have to do it myself. You're giving the tools for that. So I feel like it's probably more, a bit more, just knowing where everyone else is, how they're going and all that sort of thing. And yeah, a bit more of that community, but that's about it, I would say. Otherwise, everything, I think you guys have done an awesome job at creating it, and, you know, it's awesome. Love
thank
it.
You.
Thank you.
I really appreciate that love. And also, of course, like, if there's any struggle point or sticking point throughout the week, post in the group. You know, like, we'll all be around in the space or share it in the space and be like, this is where I'm at. This is what I'm feeling. Just want to share it. How's everyone else feeling? You know, it can be just a great conversation.
Yeah, definitely. Sorry.
No, you go.
I think what I've recognized as well in this last week is probably that having let me just put a on hold.
Yeah, gotta love quick phone calls.
Yeah, just rejecting them. Yeah, I think what it's made me recognize as well is that because this is such a vulnerable area for me, like, or this particular area of my life, I even tried to, like, upload something the other day and it wasn't uploading. So I had to, like, upload it, delete it, upload it, delete it. And I was like, oh, okay, well, obviously I'm not meant to share this. And then when I did, it was like, oh, my God, why am I finding this so difficult? Because I find that I very easily share. I'm very vulnerable with a lot of areas. And as you know, like, you know, being 100%. A coach and doing all that stuff and not having focused on that in the last couple of years, but, like, really letting life teach me. But getting to a point now where I'm like, yeah, this is an area of my life where I like to think that I have it all together. But in this particular area, this is like a really big challenge for me. So even being vulnerable and having this idea that I'm not someone that should be in this position if I'm, you know, da 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 da, is really interesting. So I've just noticed a lot of that stuff coming up for me too. And yeah, just recognizing that it's just a weak spot. And yeah, I've avoided it like the plague, and avoided the, I spent so much time and energy building my, you know, that connecting in with my soul, the spiritual side of things, the mental side of things, doing all the NLP, doing all of that for the last 10, 12 years. And now I'm like, Ray, you haven't really focused on the body part, which is sort of the area that's really important. So I guess that's probably been, is probably one of my biggest challenges, is the confronting of going, the body, although it's come, I've come a long way with it, it's like this is a very vulnerable time, and I just have to lean into it. And maybe that's what I'm talking about with the community and stuff, is actually just putting myself out there, no matter how I sound or what I look like, and just doing it rather than fearing it, you know, that 100%. Judgment side of things. Yeah.
And, you know, this is a safe space, and there is, like, everyone's going through the same journey, and, like, it's, there's so much power in just expressing what we've been carrying, right? Like, what we're suppressing. And don't, I know for me, I never talked about it to anyone that I had issues with food, even though people could probably clearly see, but I just, I couldn't bring myself to say the words, you know. I didn't want to talk about my weight with anyone. I was really embarrassed to even talk about a diet, or, like, it felt so shameful, or something that I kept so hidden. But that energy of, like, holding something, that creates, like, an internal weight, right, as well. And that the shame or the guilt or whatever it is we're feeling around it, like, even just, and I think that's probably why the community is so important right now for you, is that it's time for it to just come up and out, you know, and start talking about it and moving through it. And that's all it needs. Like, if we think about everything on, like, an energy level, it's just stuck energy that we're carrying, and we just need to get it moving. And talking about it is a really good place to start, you know, as well as, like, learning other tools to work through the deeper stuff that's there. But yeah, so that's awesome. Celebrating you again.
Thanks.
I just also want to add there as well, is shame dies the moment it's brought to life. So every time you bring it to life or share it, even when it's really hard, it dies. Shame thrives in darkness. The more you hide it, the more it festers, the more it grows, the heavier it feels. So definitely lean into it, because it's like, that's what helped me love my body, love myself, own food, whatever, was being like, this is me in my entirety. Like, this is who I am right now. And that was the bridge for self-love for me, was just acceptance. Like I was talking about best friend, accepting, love, compassion, like kindness, those sorts of things, is just like coming into self-acceptance of going, this is who I am. This is my body. This is my current relationship with food. I'm going to lay it all out there. And the more I've done that, the more free I've become in myself, and the more I'm like, fuck yes, this is just me. Anyone doesn't like me, that's okay, because I'm with myself every day for the rest of my life. I need to come home to myself and love me and celebrate me and just be me, because it takes so much fucking energy to keep wearing the mask and to keep holding onto shame and hiding parts of myself. I'd prefer to be the crazy lady running down the street naked than staying at home scared to go live my life. So, you know, this is just
you're the livingness of it, you know that.
Yeah.
You're the living evidence of it.
Yes, living evidence. So, like, yeah, this, like, it sheds layers by, okay, what am I feeling? What can I lean into to let myself be seen in, to be heard in, for me to express? How does it feel to be my true unapologetic self?
And I don't know if, sorry, I'll let.
Yeah, I'll go, of course.
I think it just also, like, makes me realize that I think it's that feeling of, like, hey, they can do what I can. But when you've had a belief for so long that, I don't know, it's almost like this thing to grasp that you never fully grasp, because when you've been in that cycle over and over and over and over and over again, you're like, am I ever going to be free from this? Am I ever going to know life with freedom in this area? you know. And so when I start to lose, you know, I've lost 20 kilos in the last, I don't know, 2.5 years or something, but I have stayed completely stagnant in that time. And I know it's not just about the weight. I know that. But it's like this area of my life that I have a bit of momentum and then I stop, and I have a bit of momentum and I stop. And it's almost like I'm afraid sometimes of maybe a level of greatness or what the unknown of what that would feel like without that thing anymore, you know? And it's like, who am I without that? Because it's been such a protection, like a blanket. So it's almost impossible in my mind to think, oh my God, life like without this, there's freedom. And it's the impossibility. Is that a word?
I think so.
But,
it is now.
Whereas like I believe in my greatness that there's a life without that where I can be free. But then there's this old story. And it's like, oh, I've been on this so many times. This is going to be the answer. And it's like, yeah, I know it is, but I just want to fucking experience it already.
Yeah. It's the patience of the journey. Be willing to go the whole road and back again. And as soon as you do that, you surrender. If you've got attachment to it happening really quickly, or there's signs that it's happening, or you need some sort of proof, there's no trust in the unknown. And there's no willingness to walk the whole road and back again. Therefore, there's more of an attachment to the outcome and what the outcome is going to give you than the surrender of what this current moment is actually giving you, where you can fully allow yourself to enjoy the fruits of this moment and continue to expand into this moment. And then as a byproduct over time, that sheds.
Yeah. And I think something that came to mind, Rachel, for me is like that thing of like not chasing something. Just let it like attract it, you know, like sometimes we're so much like we're so desperate for something and like we're chasing that energy is there, you know, like just start holding the space for this thing to come, get connected to what you want and be open to receive it, be open to do what it takes to work through whatever is there. So like you said, you have lost weight and then you've hit a bit of a stagnant period. Like maybe it's just because there's something like it's just the next layer, right? There's something else there that needs to be worked on. And it sounds like you have a lot of tools yourself already. You said obviously like NLP and different things and energy work, like still utilize them, you know, once you can get clear with like what is there. A really nice process actually, like just more of a journaling exercise, is sometimes the mind, like it doesn't want to lose that thing that has been a protection or been a form of control. And as much as we don't want it, that thing is providing our comfort zone right now, right? Our safe space. So the reason why it won't want to let it go is it fears the unknown. That's like the biggest fear, like what's going to be. So a really nice exercise is just to sit and actually think like, what am I going to gain or what will be a positive for me in letting this go? And just sit with it until you get at least 15 to 20 things that you are going to gain, and it's helping your mind connect to what is outside of what we're perceiving as a comfort zone that's not actually very comfortable, and like what it will gain from releasing this, you know, moving through it. You know, it's not even necessarily losing something, it's just moving through it or transforming it into something that's going to serve you better. But that can be a really simple but powerful exercise of just connect to what's on the other side, because sometimes the mind can't see it and it's just like, I don't want to let it go. I don't want to, I don't know what's there. So does that make sense? Just help connect to
definitely
what the positives will be. Yeah. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Fucking love this conversation, by the way, guys. Love it. Thank you. Jeannie, over to you, because I'm also aware of time too, but you still take your time and take as long as you need, Jeannie, and we can go into what the struggles are or what's been coming up for you with everything to do with the journey so far.
I guess the struggle for me is still just letting go of the diet side of life, because I've always been in a diet or on a diet or a lifestyle change is what we call it now, not a diet. And I help other people lose weight. So, just trying to transform, I suppose, my words and, yeah, what I've done for a living for the last 9 years. So, because I had a lady come up to me on the weekend and say, oh, I want to go back on your plan. Can you help me do that? And it's like, oh, I don't really do it anymore, but they want the help. And I can't say, well, come and join me on a new journey because, yeah, so well, I
eventually
guess,
you can.
Yeah, but there some people, you know, just, you know, they're just like 65 years old. They don't understand. Yeah.
Trust me, if you start sharing some things, and even if they're 70 and they've been in their ways for ages, I had a client who was 70 who had her life awakened and her whole life pivoted, you know, so anything can happen. Like, even if someone's set in their ways, like, anything can change. Like, miracles happen all the time, shifts happen. But I'm totally hearing you on the diet train of, like, you know, that's what you've always had as a focus. That's, you know, the safety net. This is what you do. This is how you receive what you need. Blah blah blah. So like the diet cycle is probably being aware of those thoughts, catching the thoughts of like the need or the safety net that's created around a diet, because usually, you know, from my experience, the reason why it was created is because, okay, if I'm on a diet or the lifestyle change, then I'm doing something about my weight, or then I'm doing something towards like a healthier lifestyle or a healthier fit of me. And then so your brain goes, okay, I'm doing the thing. Yeah, I'm doing the thing so I can relax. The moment you step off of it, it's like, you're not doing the thing. We're going to get fat. It's going to be terrible. Oh, no, holy shit. And then, like, you basically just have to go back onto the bandwagon of the diet train for safety. So all you're doing is, like, and I know you've done this work with me and everyone who's watching, is creating safety in letting go of the diet. And letting go of the focus on controlling the food and monitoring the food and being aware of, let's just say, the calories, or being aware of what's in the food or and all the micronutrients and all that sort of stuff. Because once you start to become aware of it, it can be quite consuming. But when you just strip it all back to, like, okay, how do I feel when I eat this food? What feels aligned to me? Then you can start to let go of the attachments of the mind of, like, okay, what is the food that I should eat, and start to come back into attunement with your body, one thing. But two, when you're creating safety between, like, let's just say, the diet side of life, and that's been your safety to go, I'm doing something. Like, you know, you've always heard the thing of, like, control. I'm going to the gym. Yeah, I've got a gym membership. So then someone's like, I'm good. Yeah, control. Like, I've got a gym membership, so I'm sweet. Or I've got a meal plan at home, so I'm sweet. So then there's no fear, there's no anxiety, there's no reaction. So to manage that, the fear, the anxiety, the reaction, the constant trying to get back to safety, is to go, like, it's okay, regardless of what happens or how my body changes, I'm learning a new way. Like, it's okay that I feel like I need to get back on the bandwagon. You just start with, like, it's okay, and try to hold out for as long as possible. And, like, instead of shaming those thoughts or feeling the constriction and being like, oh, I'm going to sink into it, feel the constriction and be like, I'm still moving through this to choose something new for myself, because this is the new safety for me. Or you can go into your safe place, you know, whether it's your mind, you know, something external that feels safe to you to support you as well. Or a little note reminder of, like, okay, like, this is what I'm letting go of. This actually doesn't work. And it's just reprogramming the mind and also creating the feeling of safety with not dieting and not training hardcore or whatever, because every part of your body is going to be, like, blinkering alarm things off, going, like, we need to go back because we're not safe. And all you're doing is just, again, pivoting your safety to something new. Does that make sense, Jeannie?
Yeah. And how I did that. Yeah. No, you're right. I did that. Because I got up and it's like, oh my God, I need to go on a diet. I've got 24 days until this cruise. And then I went, don't be stupid. You don't need to go on a diet. You just need to eat better when you choose food to eat. So, yeah, I've been talking to myself about it. And I'm eating better. So, and not feeling
And also celebrating that pivot and just going like, okay, this is the mind that's coming in. And I'd really encourage like being aware of the language of calling yourself stupid or the other part stupid, because it'll come and feel really heavy and shameful. So like just go, ah, I see you, like this part that wants to be safe, or you can identify it and just, you know, be like, ah, I see the fact that I want to be safe by controlling right now. Thank you for trying to keep me safe, and it's okay. I'm letting you go. Like if you come with some compassion, some acceptance of the thoughts or acceptance of the desire to diet or control or lose weight for a cruise, then it can help dissipate it. Because the more we meet it with tension, so this part that's like, I need a diet. We've only got 24 days until the cruise. I've got to make sure that I'm safe. And then you go, don't be fucking stupid. Like, it's okay. I'm still eating better. There's still tension there. And it's not bad. It's just being aware that that can also still keep it in the cycle, because that part actually just wants to be heard. That part of you that's going, we need to go on a diet, we need to do this, it just wants to be heard and acknowledged, because that's the part of you that's trying to keep you safe by going on the diet, by controlling right now, so that you don't feel something when you're on the cruise. So it's like, I don't want to feel that, so we need to control this now. And then you're not doing it, so it's like, we're not fucking controlling this now. Fuck, we're going to feel this in the future. Do the thing. And then you're like, don't be stupid. And it's like, fuck you. Like, what do you mean? We need to be like on this cruise. We're going to look fucking bombing. And we're not going to look bombing. We keep eating like that. And then like, so there's this like internal war that's like going on between like these parts. And it's like, you know, creating more tension. But when you come into this part and you're like, look, I get that you want to be bombing on that cruise. And we are already bombing now, even if we don't feel it. And it might take some time to see it and own it. But we don't need to be anything other than who we are right now. And you just watch, like, the energy just shift, like, even just in the acceptance. It's just like, I hear you. I hear you. I see you. We're scared of feeling a certain way, and we'll ride it together. Like, that's the part of, like, igniting the best friend, igniting the supporter, and, like, not getting into the shame or the fighting or the this way is better than this way and I should eat like this and or I need to this and now I've got awareness and you're like, fuck, now I have awareness that I can't do this and I can't do that and I've got to be my best friend and then now this part comes up and fuck this and it's like your brain just gets overloaded essentially. So neutralize it, accept the thoughts, accept the behavior, accept the strategies and understand that they're a loving part of yourself that wants you to be fucking bombing on that cruise. And it's just thinking it needs to do these things because that's how it's been programmed. That's your current strategy for safety, so that you're not worried about how you look and you're not worried about everyone staring at you and you're not worried about feeling really shitty and shameful and embarrassed and shy and withdrawn. You want to be able to walk out with confidence. But the thing is, the confidence comes from you owning that now and like going like, I'm like, you know, this is me. This is who I am. Boom. Regardless of whether I lose weight or not. That's when the energy moves. The only reason it changes is because you believe that you need to look a certain way. And then because of that, that's where the diet side and the controller side comes through, because it wants to feel confident. But the thing is, it thinks it can only feel confident if you look a certain way. And that's the play it does on itself. So remove that and just like starting to actually trickle that down by loving acceptance of that part wanting to protect you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. How does that feel? Why, what part?
Oh, the whole lot. You're so good.
Thanks, Jeannie. I have so much love for you. I appreciate that.
I just felt you like mean, I got a lecture of love.
Did you? The love bomb?
Yes. Love.
Great. Awesome. Thank you. Thanks for receiving the love bomb. Leanne, if you have anything you'd like to share or anyone else around that.
Yeah. There's a couple of little tangent. Things that came to mind. No, it's great. Just because the diet thing for me was huge in the past, like I was obsessed with the diet mindset. And Jeannie, I just want to mention, it's no surprise it's been such a you know, structure that you fall back on essentially. I mean, you said I think you were 13 when your mum took you to or put you on a diet or took you somewhere. So
took me to Weight Watchers.
Yeah, so that's conditioned from a very young age, you know, of this is what you do. This is what you should do. So
and if you put on weight, you were put in the pig pen and they sang a song to you.
That's true.
I'm sorry to laugh at that, but when you said pig pen,
Right. I think back on it now and think, oh my God, I look at photos and I wasn't even fat. I just wasn't skinny.
Yeah. It's so crazy,
crazy.
Isn't it? So
yeah.
One thing that I found, and to be honest, like truthfully, that was the thing for me that just took a bit of time, was to let go of that mindset. And the reason why is because it was fear-based for me, and it was very much like, ah, oh, desperate. I need to lose weight, or I need to change my body. Like, it's like a panic thing, right? Get back on the next craze and like find something. But it's just remembering like a few things that really helped me. A diet, regardless of which one you choose, underneath it's the same system. Weight loss is a simple equation. Burn more energy than you consume. That is what every single diet is teaching, with their own, you know, follow this food, eat this food, don't have that, do have, like, that's literally, that's all it is, okay, from a physical perspective. So I think it's just remembering that, you know, when you fall into that fear and it's coming from a usually like a desperation place, just reminding yourself with something like, I'm learning a better way now. Like, that has not worked from the when you were 13. That system has not worked for you, because it won't. You know, when we have an emotional connection to food or other reasons why we're using food, that physical approach is just never going to cut it on its own. It's just not. So I think just remind yourself of that. Remind yourself, even like, I'm enough as I am, and I'm learning a better way, and I'm on a better journey now, and I'm, you know, I'm supporting myself in other ways. And one thing that helped me is just reminding yourself, like, we have a lot of negative connotations now around the word diet, but everybody has a diet. It's just what we eat, right? So it's okay. It's okay to follow a diet. It's the restriction and the deprivation that's the problem. It's the good and bad
fear.
Food that's the problem, and the fear, exactly. Like, so just remember, diet is just a way of eating. Now, my suggestion would be, instead of falling into the restriction and deprivation, it's just adding more, and not good or bad foods labeled by the diet industry. Adding the foods that make you feel good from a perspective of your energy levels and feeling vibrant and feeling light, right? Like, we know when we eat fresh, healthy, nutritious food, we feel better. When we eat shit, we feel like shit. Like, that's the truth, yeah. Right? So yeah. We know that on a foundational level, we know it. Whether we choose to ignore it or not, that's our choice. But we know that. And so instead of thinking, I need to cut out all this stuff, which actually the psychology of that makes us want it more.
Yeah.
It's just thinking, okay, what good could I add? What actually makes me feel lighter, fresher, more nourished, you know, and just add more of them foods. That's the best place to start. Add more good in, and that's it. And yeah. Without going too much into it right now, like, everything has a vibrational frequency, including food. So there are certain foods that will raise our vibration. They make us feel better. That's why we can eat well for a week and suddenly we want to exercise. We're like, yeah, you know, like, I feel good. So it's all connected. But that doesn't mean the chocolate and the cake and those things are bad. It just means be conscious of what feels good for you and your body, and how what's in alignment with who you want to be and how you want to feel. And the more you do that, the more that will become your way of thinking. But just be okay with it taking a little bit of time to let go of that diet mindset, because it can be quite conditioned in there, you know. But that's just a few things that helped me. And also remembering that a lot of our food choices or tendencies around food can come from emotion, you know, like other things that we're carrying in here that make us want to reach a certain food. And you're here on that journey working on that. And so as those lessen, you're naturally just going to choose the foods that support your body. Like, actually, that's what will happen, because your mind, body, and energy will come back into balance. And your body knows what it wants. It knows what it needs. Mm. You know, we don't actually need all the junk that we eat. It's okay now and again, of course, but naturally, like, the majority of the time, your body is going to want the things that support it. So just a few things to bear in mind that helped me around that topic when I needed it. So, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So beautiful. Yeah. So just wrapping up today's call and going through this like journey of like overview, knowing that if there's any last questions that you have, we could have a bit of time just for a couple of questions. And then we will schedule the next call's date in a fortnight for the next live call for you guys to come to. So we'll probably pop that up once we confirm the date and time in the next couple of days. But yeah, just make sure you utilize the group, you post share, you're struggling like this, like, you know, you guys just said that. And if like me and Leanne go like, boom, like that's a really great topic, we'll jump on a live, either one of us or together or something like that. And, you know, can answer the question that way instead of text. Like it can just be like a part of the community and service and being of support in the space. So just like not saying you have to, but the opportunities are there. So utilize the space. And those who are rewatching, make sure you share your everything, like your win, your learning, and then the thing that you're struggling with, so that we can all vibe together with you and be a part of this community as we journey through this together. So yeah, like just a pre-frame of like, yeah, utilize the space. Just take the opportunity. It's here. It's fresh. It's alive. It's a living, breathing energy. So use it. Thank you for already using it as well in the ways you have.
Yeah,
it's
you
been
guys
beautiful
have been
to see you guys enjoy. Yeah, it's so good. So yeah, just adding that in. And Leanne, if you have anything else you want to say before we go to questions.
I'm just going to say thank you for being here, ladies, and showing up so vulnerably and being so open. You know, that's such a, without you maybe even realizing, such an important part of the process of just expression and saying these things out loud and talking through it and working through it. And you're always learning from everybody else. I think that's the power of being in a group. Like we can all resonate with what someone else is saying and take the feedback. So yeah, we learn a lot. So thank you for being here. And yeah, I'm excited to see what happens over the next couple of weeks.
Yes,
me too.
Yeah.
Yep.
So any questions, the last question or two?
Not a question, but when you put the next Zoom link in, can you please highlight it in the group? Because I only highlighted on
like
my
a,
phone.
Like
not
a,
in the
a
group.
Pin it?
So I couldn't, yeah, well, I couldn't connect to it in the group because there wasn't enough space between the word and the Zoom link.
Okay. Yeah. Beautiful.
Facebook group in the post.
Yeah.
Have you got Facebook a desktop or is it the app?
Oh yeah, I can see. It's like, and it
desktop.
Won't go through. It's got little dots.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
okay.
I weren't able to click it.
Yeah, so it worked on my phone.
Sorry, guys.
But it didn't work on the laptop.
On the laptop, interesting. Okay.
Which is, yeah, well, that's what I thought. What? So that's why I jumped on my phone. But nothing major, but I just thought it might be a bit
no,
easier than
standing
holding my phone all night.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. We'll definitely do that for next time. Thank you, Jeannie. And
yeah,
we'll suss out. But thank you
the
for
Zoom
letting
link will
us
be
know.
The same every week as well, ladies. So even if you like copy that and save it somewhere. Then you have it handy, might be good too.
Yeah, well, some of us aren't that good with computers.
Okay.
Just pin
you
it.
Got this.
Post, please.
Yeah, we'll do that.
We'll pin it for you.
Thank you.
Thank you both for coming on. Thank you for
thank
being a
you
part
guys.
Of this. Yeah,
thank you.
And just you're welcome. Before we wrap up, just one word of how you feel from tonight and yeah, just to wrap it up in a nice little bow. So, Rachel, how are you feeling in this moment before we leave?
It's possible.
Fuck yes. Yay. Hell yeah. Love that. And Jeannie, over
well,
to
I'm
you.
Excited.
How are you feeling?
I'm excited. Yeah. I'm excited to be learning and growing with like-minded
people. Love this.
Love
okay.
That.
Love bubble all the way to you guys. Thank you all for joining. Have a beautiful night, and we'll see you again
too.
In a fortnight.
Bye.
Okay. See ya.
Bye, ladies.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. See ya.